is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
So it'll be a really, really fun class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPreparers.com. We're broadcasting live at 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time from the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's a link to the podcast on the website. They're free at USAPreparers.com. It's a link to all of your instructions on the website, so if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast or you'd like to contact one of your instructors, just click on USAPreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And today, our class is focused on when disaster strikes and when technology fails. Specifically, we're going to be learning about radioactivity in the air and the water, in the ground, in our food, and what we can do to help minimize our exposures and strategies for your survival. Class, I've said it on the air publicly since the day after the Fukushima disaster that the Fukushima disaster is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. And I believe that the scope and the size of what happened is that big. And that disaster happened about a year and a half ago on March 11th, 2011. Is it really that serious? Let's find out with our senior USAPreparers.com instructor and MIT engineer, Matt Stein. And as I always say when Matt's on, welcome, Matt.
Thanks, Vince. Always a pleasure to be here. And I'm very welcome to be your welcome, Matt. So, yeah.
You know, Matt, the class may not know this, but you and I are friends, and you've been to the farm, and we talk, of course, on the air and off the air, and, you know, we agree on just about everything. You know, our point of view is very similar, and we think that radiation is a very serious threat to us. And, Matt, we're detecting radiation in fish, you know, in the Pacific Ocean, right off the California coast where you are. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, we're definitely detecting radiation, and it's, in my mind, Fukushima is a big disaster, but it's a much bigger disaster waiting to happen. See, mm-hmm. Right now, they've released estimates range, official estimates are something like half of the radiation of Chernobyl was released by Fukushima. Unofficial estimates are estimates by non-government people. It could be that it's several times as much radiation as was released by Chernobyl. The difference is that when Chernobyl burned, it all went in the atmosphere and it fell as fallout and radioactive rain in various places in Europe. In fact, all over the Northern Hemisphere, but certainly heavier in the areas that were downwind from Chernobyl. And in Fukushima's case, almost all of the radiation, you know, well over 90%, has gone into the ocean and into the water instead of into the air. So my guess is that it's actually at least a couple of times the radioactive release of Chernobyl. But because it's been in the ocean, it's dispersing more and not affecting people as directly. However, the really scary thing about Fukushima is that they have these spent fuel ponds sitting on top of blown apart buildings. And people say, well, what's a spent fuel pond? Well, spent fuel pond, you see, every year or so, the radioactive material that runs these reactors starts getting cooler. It's just not as radioactive. It's not cranking like it was. So they have to take the spent fuel out of the reactors and replace it with brand new fuel rods. You know, like, mm-hmm. like you refuel your car, only instead mm-hmm. of refueling it, you know, every few days, you refuel it every, you know, year or two, every couple of years. So then the problem is that, there's no place to put the stuff when you take it out. It's still extremely radioactive. It's very, very hot, both physically hot and radioactively hot. And so they got no permanent storage place in the world for this stuff. So what they do is it's so radioactive you can't have people even in radiation suits anywhere near the stuff when it's coming out. So they have these giant cranes on top of the reactors that reach down with a giant tank of water, like a big bucket. And they have mechanical links that go underneath the water, cooling water in the reactor, and mechanically take these rods out and put them in this racks inside this big bucket of water because it's so super radioactive. And this giant crane lifts it up in the air and then, you know, moves over and puts it down in a pool of water, like 25, 30 foot deep pool of water, because they need that 25 feet of water to shield the radiation. So the problem is you get these two spent fuel ponds sitting on top of blown up buildings, and they're just hoping and praying that they do not go dry and they do not fail before they're able to invent the machinery to unload the rods from these ponds. They're talking like a 3-year plan to design and invent the machinery to go into these wrecked up ponds, because the machinery that was built to take the stuff out is all gone. So now they have to make special robots that can handle this super radioactive stuff and go in there and start cleaning up the debris and getting the hot rods out of the ponds. And so it's about a 10-year plan to get these ponds, invent the machinery, design the machinery, invent it, prove it, and then start dismantling these ponds. And the problem is, I don't think we've got 10 years left before another big earthquake comes along and these buildings fall apart. Now, if you want to get an idea of how serious this is, then just Google Washington's blog, Spent Fuel Ponds. That's Washington, like George Washington with an S on the end. Washington's blog, Spent Fuel Ponds. And you'll see these pictures of these ponds. Now, there's roughly 7 to 10 Chernobyls worth of radioactive material in each of these two spent fuel ponds that are on top of, precariously perched on blown up buildings at Fukushima. So the concern is that probably, most likely, these ponds are going to fail from an earthquake, or they're going to burn a hole from the radiation and lose their water, or something's going to fail before they invent the machinery and do their 10-year plan to get the stuff out of the ponds. And then they'll start burning into the atmosphere, and that'll start blowing all around the globe. And you're talking 10 Chernobyls worth in each of two spent fuel ponds there, and about 50 Chernobyls worth of radioactive material on site. So then you're talking you're notching up by a factor of 100 what's already happened at Fukushima when, you know, if these spent fuel ponds go off.
Matt, you're a degreed engineer. Would it ever be conceivable to you to build an automobile for production that had no brakes, you know, no way of stopping it?
No. I understand. You're saying, well, they're building these reactors. We have 104 nuclear reactors in the United States. 37% of all Americans live within 50 miles of a nuclear reactor. And you say, well, you know, that happened in Fukushima, where they had a big tidal wave that came along and, you know, wiped out the power and wiped out the backups. That could never happen in America, right? It's like,
That's what I'm saying.
That's like the tooth fairy, and that's like Santa Claus. Like, oh, it could never happen here. And in Japan, they think, well, who had their head up there, you know what, when they designed and built these nuclear reactors in a major seismic zone in an area that, for hundreds of years, there's cave paintings there talking about tsunamis. And here they got these things like right next to there. It's like, you know, engineers tend to be like, oh, well, we're smart and we'll figure out solutions to these problems. And, you know, and they are smart and they do figure out solutions. But the problem is that when you're talking spent fuel ponds and nuclear reactors, the consequences of an extreme failure like Fukushima are so severe. It is like designing a car without brakes. It's like, okay, we don't have any way of dealing with this radioactive material. It's going to be around for 100,000 years. You know, we don't really know what to do with it. In fact, there's another really fine website that has From Here to Eternity or something like that's the name of it. And it shows a film clip, you can Google that too, of a place in Finland where they're, for three generations, mm-hmm. of people. In other words, they show a worker whose like parents worked at the plant, starting to develop this storage facility for radioactive material. Then he's working on it, and it won't be finished until his children are you know, middle-aged. The place will be finished. And they're designing and building this underground hard rock storage facility to store spent nuclear fuel for 100,000 years. Now imagine that. The Great Pyramids were built, what, 6,000 years ago? 7,000 years ago? They're talking about building a storage facility that's supposed to last and hold this stuff for 100,000 years. And they're trying to figure out what kind of pictures and things they need to be in there because they figure that their language probably won't be around in another 100,000 years. Because think of what civilization's done in the last 10,000 years. So this is the magnitude of the problem we're talking about dealing with nuclear power and nuclear waste.
Yeah, and Matt, I was looking at some of the half-lives of some of these radioactive elements, and we're looking at Neptunium, 237, 2.14 million years.
Yeah, well, I know we got iodine-131, tellurium-129, cesium-137, strontium-90, plutonium isotopes, and then there's the uranium itself. And the uranium itself has very, very long half-lives, the main fuel in there. And some of these others, like iodine, I think is, what, 27 years? And I forget, do you have in front of you what these half-lives are? But they vary from 20 years to hundreds of thousands of years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. I have, for example, cesium-134 has a half-life of just a little over 2 years. And cesium-137, half-life of about 30, just a little over.
Yeah, now 30. That's a major release issue, is the cesium-137. That's one of the ones that are always... And what about the iodine-131? Do you have the half-life?
I don't have that. I don't have that in front of me. But let's define what half-life is. It's the time that's required for a quantity to fall to half of its value, starting with the beginning of the time. So that's what, half is potent, if you will, class, is what we're talking about. So if you start out with all of it, at the half-life time, you've got half of its potency, but you still have half of it. And then it's half of that, and half of what remains there, and so forth. So this goes on for a really, really long time. I'm Vin Finelli. Matt Stein's with us. We're talking about radioactivity, Fukushima, and we're going to talk about what you can do to minimize your exposures when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with us today, and we're talking about radioactivity, Fukushima, Chernobyl. And, Matt, I just posted on the website, usapreparedness.com, the article that you're talking about, The Greatest Single Threat to Humanity, Fuel Pool Number 4 at Fukushima, from Washington's blog. It's right on page 1 of the website. And also, Matt, your article about geomagnetic storms, EMP, and nuclear Armageddon is on page 1. So, class, if you're interested in those two articles are right there, usapreparedness.com. Matt, I was looking at something called the Enviro Reporter, and they just announced today that high radiation rains are detected across America and Canada. Now, a lot of us knew that, but not all of us knew that. And they're saying that California almonds, dry prunes, and pistachios test high for cesium-134. That's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, it's disturbing. And what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, they hear a stat like that and they think, well, I'm just going to eat some, you know, meat and vegetables and, you know, eggs and poultry and then I'll be protected, right? But actually, it turns out that the higher you go up in the food chain, the more concentrated the radioactivity becomes. So when, like, the cows eat grass that has got, you know, traces of radiation on it, then they'll concentrate that radiation in their bodies, like 100 to 1. And similarly, in dairy products and eggs and all of that. So when Chernobyl happened, they initially had something like 250 workers that died short term from radiation poisoning from running the suicide missions to encased Chernobyl with concrete and earth. They called it a sarcophagus that they encased it with so it would stop burning in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And then they probably could have saved a lot more people that would have, from long-term health effects and short-term, and, you know, dying young from horrible deaths. It turns out that the epistemological study indicates that 200 and something thousand people locally died from radiation poisoning, and about 1 million people worldwide died from early deaths from the radiation. About 3 million were sickened with cancers and tumors and Chernobyl AIDS, acquired immune deficiency, not from the virus, but from radiation. And they could have saved a lot of those people's lives had they quarantined the produce, the agricultural produce, as well as the dairy, meat and dairy and poultry from the mm-hmm. affected areas. Instead, what they did was they took those infected produce, you know, the contaminated produce and meat and poultry and dairy, and they spread it around so everyone got their equal dose, you know. So
that's
like,
exactly
okay,
right.
Rather than getting rid of it and just saying we're going to, like, bury it as toxic radioactive waste in the ground, they fed it to people, but they spread it around so everyone got their fair dose. And because of that, 1 million people died early yucky deaths, and 3 million people were sickened and have lifelong issues and problems from the radiation. You know, really nice thinking.
You're absolutely right. The Russians built a computer system to make sure that they distributed fairly all the radioactive meat that was grazing on the downwind grasses from Chernobyl. You're absolutely correct. Matt, did you ever see that picture of the eight-legged foal, the horse that was born? It was in Parade magazine, you know, the Sunday insert to a lot of newspapers. The Parade magazine, they had a picture, and I've got it somewhere here on the farm. I just don't know exactly where it is. Of this picture of this eight-legged baby horse.
Well, I didn't see the eight-legged horse, but I saw the children with heads that looked like aliens and weird arms and missing legs and things like that. And they say that in the villages today, in the downwind areas, that the Chernobyl necklace is commonplace, meaning the string of thyroid tumors around the neck, like big bulging bumps, is just like normal. Like 25% of the people in the villages have them. Now, so then you say, okay, what about? I know we're striking a lot of fear. So then let's look at what you can do positively. Now,
right.
As of now, we don't have the radioactive levels in the United States anywhere near like we had from Chernobyl. Doesn't mean it won't happen if the spent fuel ponds go. But as of now, we're not in that situation. But I'll tell you after the break what we can do to help get that radioactive stuff out of your body.
Matt Stein has got the solutions. USAPreparedness.com. Class, stay with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding. Winner today, hot. God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Matt Stein's in the classroom today. We're talking about Fukushima, Chernobyl, radiation, and the dangers. And Matt Stein's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. And that's November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. And Matt is going to be presenting great seminars. He had standing room only in his seminars at the April Get Prepared Expo. And Matt, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we packed them in the room. It was barely room to stand, and you know, like no space left even for standing.
Yeah, and this time, Matt, we have expanded the size of the facility that we're going to be using about probably 60% more. And,
oh wow!
Four.
That's terrific.
Yeah, we'll have four separate seminar rooms, hard walls. It's going to be something else. Matt, we're talking about, you know, what should we do? You know, grass-fed beef in Missouri was tested hot in 2011 for cesium-137. And in the 2012 test, and I'm talking about farms like ours right here, the one
right.
that I live on, you know, it shows the presence of most likely Fukushima-originated cesium-134, 143, neptunium-237, antimony-124, cobalt-60, and, you know, the list goes on and on. Matt, so exactly what you said. It goes higher up the food chain. And what do we do?
Well, one of the easiest things you can do is start eating less high up the food chain. You know, eating more fruits and vegetables and wash them well.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing, though, is even whether you're eating fruits and vegetables or higher up the food chain, you're still going to get some in your body. So there's supplements that you can take, and there's things you can eat that help do what's called chelation. In other words, these are things in the stuff that you supplements you take or things you eat that actually bonds to the heavy metals, the radioactive heavy metals, and they don't distinguish. I mean, they'll bond to lead and mercury, too, which is good to get out of your body. And then they help the body actually dump these materials. So what that means, then, is one of my favorites is what's called modafinilin. And modafinilin is M-O-D-I-F-I-L-A-N. You can go to modafinilin.com. And it's made from a kelp, and it's kelp that's harvested in parts of the world where the water is very, very clean and there's no radioactive contamination, or, you know, I don't know if there's anywhere in the world where there's absolutely none, but it's totally minimized. And the materials in there provide bioactive iodine, so it helps make sure that your thyroid has plenty of iodine and doesn't collect radioactive iodine in the thyroid. But on top of that, it actually bonds, has elements in this product made from kelp that bonds to the heavy metals and helps your body dump them. Now, some of the other items you can add to your diet, cilantro, green cilantro, great herb, common in Mexican food, that helps chelate and helps the body dump heavy metals. Bentonite clay helps the body dump toxins and heavy metals. Cracked wall chlorella, which is an algae. And your body doesn't digest the algae very well in its natural form, so they do what's called cracking the wall. It's a process which basically breaks down the really tough cellulosic exterior wall and the cells of the algae so that it's more bioavailable for the body. So you get cracked wall chlorella. There's people who say that spirulina is also helpful, though I've heard it's not, you know, as good. But again, my personal favorite is modafinilin, so I take four capsules of that every day, and I've got a big, I buy it by the case, and I hand it out to my friends now and then and say, hey, you know, you got to try this stuff. And, you know, people claim that they lose weight on it and that they feel better and that their nails and their hair grows better. And Alex Jones was telling me that on the radio, and I looked up and rubbed my bald head and thought, well, it's not doing much for my hair. And he said, well, you got to start doing it before you lose all your hair, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, I know I feel good on it, and it's got a lot of, you know, bioavailable things. But there's not just one item, but anything you can do to help your body dump these heavy metals is good. Now, the other thing I do is I like to drink filtered water. I have a reverse osmosis filter that I use for drinking water at home. And carbon, if you have a filter with activated carbon, usually, especially if you've got a situation with highly contaminated fallout from somewhere, most of the time this fallout is stuck to larger particles that will get sucked out of the water in a carbon-activated filter, and in like a multi-stage reverse osmosis filter has carbon and membrane filters, or like a backcountry filter like an MSR, Katadyn, or Berkey filter that has a carbon matrix in there and a ceramic outside, or, you know, to filter out your nasty bugs, but also tends to get those particles that the radioactive stuff is stuck to. So I'm not saying you have to be real concerned about your drinking water now, but given that most of us live within 50 miles of a nuclear reactor, given that spent fuel ponds could go any day at Chernobyl, you just don't know when, and given that an electromagnetic pulse or a solar storm, which again is a crapshot, you never know when it's going to happen, could cause multiple Fukushima-like events to occur in the United States, you want to have these materials on hand just in case. And then, you know, if you start hearing and reading that your local radioactivity levels are going up, then at least you're prepared, because at that point in time, if there's a panic, you're going to have a real hard time buying any of these materials. Now, in my new book, When Disaster Strikes, I have a chapter that is called The Unthinkable, Surviving a Nuclear Catastrophe.
Yep.
And it gives specific strategies for dirty bombs, for nuclear meltdowns, and for an actual detonation of a nuclear device. And there are different strategies for each. And so, you know, it's a really good idea to have that information on hand. And the chapter before it was on EMP and solar storms. Again, mm-hmm. preparation strategies, survival strategies, and information about what they are, and so you can understand the problem. And, you know, it 3 days after Fukushima, I just finished writing these two chapters in the weeks before Fukushima, and I'm on the radio show a bunch right after Fukushima happened, and somebody calls in and says, well, Mr. Stein, you're talking about how the reactors at Fukushima, according to the official report, they didn't fail directly from the earthquake, but they failed when the backup power systems cut the power to the pumps that kept the cooling water. So in other words, the earthquake happened. Immediately when the grid goes down, a nuclear reactor is designed to automatically disconnect from the grid and go to emergency shutdown, and then the backup cooling systems kick in with the backup power to keep the pumps going so that they don't melt down. So in Fukushima, the earthquake hit, the grid collapsed, the reactors start immediately shutting down, the backup pumps kick in, and 20 minutes later, the tsunami came along and wiped out the backup generators and the backup battery banks, and the pumps fail with no power, and 20 minutes later they start melting down and blowing their tops within the next hour or two. So then some caller says, well, Mr. Stein, I don't have an MIT degree and like you do, but, you know, from what you just said about Fukushima and how it failed, and what you just said about EMP and solar storms and how they're going to cause massive long-term grid failures, and we're going to run out of fuel and gas, well, what do you think will happen to our nuclear power plants? It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They're going to start melting down just like Fukushima, because they're only required to have a week's worth of fuel on hand, and some of these plants keep a month on hand. But in terms, if an EMP or solar storm happens, you're talking grid down long term, months on end, probably stretching into years in large areas. And the chances that these plants are all going to get their diesel fuel supplies on right on time are slim. And in the event of an EMP, which is a little different from a solar storm, you're going to have massive digital electronics failures, so a number of those plants will probably go into, in the affected zone, will probably go into meltdown straight away, just like Fukushima did. You know, 15 minutes to 2 hours later, they'll be melting down and blowing their tops because the cooling systems totally failed because they were fried by the EMP. So,
Matt,
not a pretty scenario. I hope it never happens.
As a degreed engineer, have you ever considered building a production automobile without brakes? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I thought about it when I was, 10 years old or 5 years old.
Well, but you weren't going down a steep hill.
No.
I don't know who these guys are. Matt, we have a good friend, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and we know him as Rocket or Rick or Rick Rocket or Rickety Rocket or Ricky Rocket. He's been talking about superfoods. And you mentioned spirulina a few minutes ago. That's this afternoon's broadcast. We had a meetup, and Chad Thompson talked about spirulina, how to grow it yourself. So, class, if you're interested in learning about superfood that might help you with the minimizing the effects of radioactivity, you might want to tune into this afternoon's broadcast at 3. We're going to talk about how to grow your own spirulina for your own consumption. And it's real easy. So, Matt, we didn't plan on talking about that, but you're absolutely right. So, could you spell the product that you take, Modafinil?
It's Modafinil. And you can go to Modafinil.com, and they have some medical reports. And it was actually developed in the Soviet Union after Chernobyl to help bioremediate the, you know, people who were heavily contaminated so they could get these radioactive materials out of their body, because the strontiums and the cesiums and the iodines, the plutoniums, they like to sit and fester in the body, and wherever they lodge themselves in the body, they tend to start growing cancers and tumors over time. And so anything you can do to minimize the time that that stuff stays around in your body is helpful. And it, modafinil was developed in the Soviet Union specifically to help people bioremediate the radioactive heavy metals out of their body.
Okay, I just took the highlighter out and highlighted that because I'm going to do some more research on that for the class. Matt, what about air filters? You know, I live on a dusty road. It's a gravel road, and as vehicles travel down it, there's lots of dust. But that brings to mind the dust in the air, the radiation in the air. Will a furnace filter help with that?
Well, furnace filters will help, especially if you go to the higher grade filters.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are, instead of just the little woven stuff, they actually have like a pleated membrane.
Uh-huh.
And those will help significantly. And we run HEPA filters in our house. My wife has some environmental sensitivities, and I've developed them somewhat too. And so we run HEPA filters 24/7 in the house. And they will definitely take stuff out. And if you have a really highly radioactive period, realize that your filters will become radioactive debris. You'll have to handle them carefully when you change them and move them. And don't sit around your filter if you've got a real radiation problem. It will get very hot, but it'll help you from getting the hot stuff in your lungs.
Matt Stein, Radioactivity. We're going to talk a little bit more about filters when we come back. I'm Vince Finelli. This is you.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I'm only at the controls in Missouri. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And Matt Stein's with us in the classroom. Matt Stein's an author, and he's got two great books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. And, Matt, I get asked often, you know, which of these books should I buy? You know, When Disaster Strikes or When Technology Fails. And I say, it's easy. Both of them.
Well,
and I'm serious. I've got them in the studio with me, and they're fabulous books. And I don't think one is better than the other. I think they're both fabulous. So it's really easy. Class, you can get them at the traditional outlets on the Internet. You can get them at your local bookstore. And as a matter of fact, and if you want an autographed copy, we only have a few left. But if you'd like before the expo, if you'd like yours before the expo, you can just go to usapreparers.com and you can buy them right there. And they're signed by Matt Stein. And not all of Matt Stein's books get signed. This is a real thrill to have an autographed book. And I do have both of them autographed. Matt, we were talking about home furnace filters. And as they collect radiation out of the air, they concentrate it in the filter, and the filters themselves become radioactive.
Correct.
So let's talk about cautions. But I'll tell you, I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this, but for the last 20 years or so, I've been spraying lightly our fiberglass furnace filters with End Dust, the commercial product that you can buy, you know, at supermarkets. Have you heard of anybody doing that, Matt?
Well, I bought products that I never really used to put, like, over the furnace outlet grates where you sprayed it with something like that, and it would electrostatically help stuff stick to it. And
that's exactly right.
I did actually change my furnace so that I could put a I forget it was something six. It was like a very high quality pleated membrane that was an industrial style filter, and I did that for mold issues in the house, and then turned it on to run continuously, so it would sweep the air through the house continuously through the filter, and take stuff out of the air. And in my case, the problem was that it turned out mold contamination was coming from under the house, and the furnace is under the house. And so it was actually adding to the air. So if my furnace is located anywhere else in the house, it would have worked. But in my case, it made it worse, and I had to stop using the furnace because it was like, that furnace is never airtight. So it was sucking in moldy air from the crawl space under the house and bringing it up into the house. So we had to stop using it. But if it was located anywhere else, it would have been a very effective way of dealing with the house air, was to change to this really big industrial pleated membrane filter. And I made a little custom sheet metal plenum to go on my furnace to carry that. And then there's a switch you can do on your furnace, a little dip switch, so that you can switch it so it's running the air continuously. Even though it only turns the heat on when you need it, it would run the air continuously. So that's an effective way that's more energy efficient than the individual HEPA filters in each room. But HEPA filters are super high efficiency filters, and they take more energy to run, but they really, really clean the air well. But, you know, your furnace will actually do a better job of sweeping all of the air in your house, but it takes some know-how to upgrade it to this high efficiency filter.
Okay. So, Matt, what are the cautions that we should use when we change our filters as they become contaminated with radioactivity?
Well, I would wear clothing that you either dispose of or wash immediately. I would wear a painter's mask. In other words, it's a NIOSH 95 mask. You can get them at any hardware store, Home Depot. It's the one that has the big sort of silicone rubber that fits over your nose and your mouth. And it also has the large carbon canisters that either screw on or, you know, have quarter turns to put them on. And what that'll do, that'll take out over 95% of the particulate, and the carbon canisters take out noxious chemicals and smells, and a lot of the stuff will stick to that. And so that would give you precautions of breathing in radioactive material when you're changing your filters. So I would definitely do that. Make sure you wash really carefully, take a shower afterwards, put the filters in a bag, and get rid of them.
Matt Stein, thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to seeing you again and again. You always dispense fascinating information about what we need to know about and what we need to do about it. Thanks again for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones. Matt, thank you again.
Thank you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.